Welcome to Forums for a Future. No, it's not 1960. It's nearly half a century later. But, once again, there are warnings of danger all over the land. It's time, once again, to reclaim a future that is free of war, racism, and poverty. A brighter future of promise and hope. I am Edward Renner, your host for a series of civic discussions, forums, if you will, toward creating a more viable future. The complete outline for the podcast series and all of the reference materials are available on the Forums for a Future homepage on my website at www.kerenner.com. It is not sufficient to complain about the present. One must also have a prescription for the future. Podcast number 11, the introduction to part 4, Concepts for a Future. Part 1 of my series contains a brief 2-minute promotional and a conceptual foundation for thinking about change as the convergence of economic, political, social, and personal perspectives. Part 2 is a set of 4 podcasts providing a philosophy for the 21st century. Part 3 is a set of 4 podcasts describing 3 lessons from modern history on the interplay of power, wealth, and beliefs for informing the present. Today, in podcast number 11, I will introduce part 4, which presents prescriptive principles for having a future. The key concept for part 4 is that a realignment of how we think about power, wealth, and beliefs is required for the postmodern era. These 3 elements of political, economic, and social forces must be reconceptualized to provide individual people with a personal sense that they have a reasonable future. This is a prerequisite for enabling humankind to make the choices that will avoid the inevitable collapse if we do not do so. As people, we are never going to escape the combined impact of power, wealth, and beliefs. The political, economic, and social forces, respectively, are the basic timeless elements of the human experience. What is negotiable at any particular point in time is the specific nature of the relationships between them. The nature of these forces, however, is no small matter, for they determine the quality of our personal existence. An individual cannot either be for or against the interdependent nature of these forces. That is a given fact of our life. However, what one can either be for or against are the specific ways these forces operate to constrain our lives at the present moment. On the one hand, our subjective sense of self is derived from the psychological impact of these forces on our everyday life. And, on the other hand, these forces are the resultant of the actions taken by real people, both individually and collectively, to define the very nature of the forces themselves. The personal, or human, paradox is that we are both the recipients and the authors of our own fate. Within any era, the human condition is largely a reflection of whatever is commonly accepted, usually without question, as the current reality. As the mechanisms of the current system of power, wealth, and beliefs are played out, most people will accept it as their fate and attempt to quantitatively maximize the balance on their personal ledger. The society progresses largely within the parameters of this accepted reality without raising significant qualitative questions. However, between eras, the exact opposite is the case. What is at stake at a time of change is the qualitative nature of the relationships that prevail between power, wealth, and beliefs. Such inflection points are then epic times, because the new mechanisms will shape the nature of the human experience for an indeterminate future. That is why today is a time of destiny. Qualitative, not quantitative, issues are before us as we redefine a new set of rules through which power, wealth, and belief will become the standard that dictates our life. For these reasons, the personal element is critically important. As human beings, we are faced with the most difficult of all human tasks. We are faced with the need to relinquish many of our time-honored beliefs, often ones to which we have committed our life and which therefore have become an integral part of our sense of self. And, in addition, we are faced with creating, inventing, if you will, alternative ways of thinking on which our degree of adaptation to the new era will depend. The choice is of epic proportions because it is about our survival. This is no small challenge. It is why I introduced the Forums for a Future podcast with the section entitled A Philosophy for the 21st Century. That philosophy is constructive alternativism. It is the mindset that when existing rules for understanding the present, such as the current interplay of power, wealth, and beliefs, are no longer suitable, it is then time to create an alternative set of rules for that interplay that will allow us to have a future. In the long distant past, Mother Nature, over millions of years, changed the geography of the Earth. This provided the basis for Darwin's theory of survival of the fittest through the genetic mechanism of natural selection. Now it is mankind, not Mother Nature, which is changing the geography of the Earth, providing the basis for social Darwinianism. This is the survival of the human race through the mental, not genetic, mechanism of constructive alternativism. However, now the time frame is not millions of years, but an interval that encompasses the time span of those who are alive on this planet today. For the first time in human history, the destiny we choose will also be our fate. What an exciting time to be alive. What constraints are required on power, wealth, and beliefs, on those timeless political, economic, and social forces for living in today's postmodern world? First, they have to solve the leftover problems. We need a framework for unscrambling the present through new lenses that gives us a fresh perspective on contemporary economic, political, and social issues, including, specifically, globalization, the ideology of the new American century, and the sustainability of life on this planet. And second, they must be prescriptive of where we need to go. They need to allow us to have a vision of the future so that we may direct our destiny in a way that provides for a coherent and a hopeful sense of self-direction, rather than to have events direct our life in a way that leaves us feeling helpless in the hands of fate. In this section, I will propose three concepts that, respectively, reflect the political, economic, and social pillars. These three concepts provide a framework for redefining the interplay between power, wealth, and beliefs to restore order, a coherence, from which one can build a new personal frame of reference for the future. They are, number one, citizenships of the world, not world citizenships. Number two, the power of balance, not the balance of power. And number three, knowledge as public domain, not as a private commodity. These three principles are not independent concepts. They are similar to the triangle formed by power, wealth, and beliefs, in the sense that each can be understood fully only in terms of the other two. The three principles provide a new arrangement for the interplay between power, wealth, and beliefs that are appropriate to the conditions of the new era we are entering. From these three principles and their interrelationships will then flow prescriptions for having a future. These are the topics of the next three podcasts that provide the substance of part four. Thank you for the day. No, it is not 1960, and I am not living in the past. It's nearly one half of a century later, and I am looking into the future. There's an urgency now to finish what was started then. It has taken another war, another replay of Vietnam, to bring us full circle. But this time, there is the absolute necessity of putting into practice what was then seen as the exuberance of idealistic youth. Well, it's no longer youthful idealism. It is our new reality for both the youth and the adults of today. Either we embrace fundamental economic, political, social, and personal change, or we will forfeit our collective future. The youth and the adults of today have common cause for a cross-generational commitment, a commitment by the youth to lay claim to a viable future, a commitment by adults to revisit the idealism of their past, this time for actually creating a sustainable future. What an exciting time to be alive.